107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to have Robin Godfrey, Adult Outreach and Collections Librarian with the Stratford Public Library. Robin, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. How are you?
I'm so great. It's so great to chat with you. And Aging with Agility is still going strong at Stratford Public Library.
Yeah, and strong is the key word for this month is October, and we're doing physical agility programs this week and until the end of October.
Fabulous. So what do we have going on with Aging with Agility in October?
Well, coming up on Thursday, October 24th, we have Rockin' Octogenarians with Lindsay Otto of One Care. That's a lot of O's. this is a specific movement class workshop for people who are aged 80 and up, so 80 years young and up, because people at that age have to modify their movements when they're being physically active. And so Lindsay is coming in to demonstrate how best to do that.
Awesome. A little workout class.
Yeah, exactly. for 80 years old and up.
That's so fun. And do we need to register for that? Or
you can. There is a registration link on our website, but you can also just give me a call and let me know you're coming.
Sweet. Okay, awesome. And is there anything else going on for October?
That will be the last program for October. So then we get into the November programs. In November, we're focusing on financial agility because it is Financial Literacy Month.
Awesome.
So in November, we start things off on November 2nd with a conscious shopping program. And this is with ABC Life Literacy. This is a program that we have asked them to tailor for us. That is on how to shop sustainably, how to know how to shop online. So, for instance, what websites are reputable and how you can make sure that you're getting exactly what you are hoping to pay for.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good one. Then on November the 12th in the auditorium here, we have Brian Rivers, who is a certified financial planner with OR Investments. He's coming to talk about financial planning and decumulation. I didn't even know that was a thing. But decumulation of your assets, so how best to diversify your assets as you are aging. And then on the 22nd, we have Constable Darren Fisher from the Stratford Police. He's coming to give a talk on fraud prevention for seniors, so how to avoid scams, how to tell when somebody is being less than truthful when they are, you know, when they're talking to you, or how to avoid phishing scams, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, on the 26th, we have an estate planning and wills workshop with Oriel Wybrow of IG Wealth Management. She's coming to give a talk and some really practical strategies for making sure that you're taking care of yourself financially as you age.
Wow, all really important stuff.
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, no, 100%. That sounds awesome. And so do people have to register for these, or can you just kind of show up?
Registration is always appreciated, simply because we know how many chairs to set up in the auditorium.
Right, yes.
But it's not completely necessary. And if you just want more information about it, you can either give me a call at the library. The number is 271-0220. My extension is 132. You can also email me, rgodfrey@splibrary.ca, for more information. And I can tell you about them, and you can decide then and there if you'd like to come.
Awesome. So we also have a really great event coming up this week with the book drop and swap at the library.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, that is a big one. It's a good thing I didn't forget about it. So yes, the next drop and swap is happening this weekend, and it is our book one. So this is always the biggest one that we have for the year. And so on Thursday evening and Friday, all day Friday, we are accepting donations of very gently used books. So we're looking for things that are in very good to very fine condition. Nothing that has been sitting in an attic for 20 years. Thank you very much. And we are taking those donations, and anybody who donates will get an early bird slip that will grant them early access on the day of the swap, which is Saturday. So they get first crack of everything that's been donated, and then anybody is welcome to come and take as much as they want for free. We don't ask people, you don't have to donate to attend the swap, and we're not asking for cash or any donations on the day of. So it's basically just drop off your stuff, come and grab as much as you want on the Saturday.
Fabulous. I love the drop and swap events.
Yeah, me too.
They're so great.
And they're a lot of work, but I really do enjoy putting them on.
Yes, and clearly the community loves them too, right?
Yeah, so it's just awesome. It's a great sustainability effort as well. You know, it makes us part of the sharing economy, and that's always a nice feeling.
Yeah, and especially us people who love to thrift, it's a really great event. Well, thank you so much, Robin Godfrey with the Stratford Public Library, for giving us all the details. And of course, if we ever have any questions, we can reach out to you or check out the events calendar at splibrary.ca.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much, Kate.